Blog Talk Radio.
We're here live at Yamaha and at 399 Huguenot Street. Yamaha, my sponsor, is giving a shout out to them. Come down. I think we sold our last 2014, but you know we got that R1, and you know we're giving it away in Myrtle Baby and the Raptor 700. So I have a special guest here at Yamaha. He came all the way here from, Harlem, USA. Say what's up.
What up, y'all? SX Energy Drink Show still in the house. Welcome. It's a pleasure to be here on the Friends Show. First time and many more. Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sean.
Yeah.
Here, you know, you've been on a show before, but you've called in. You've never been here in person. So what do you think about the showroom?
Oh, it's nice. It's fly and it's very intriguing. You know, a lot of bikes remind me of the Myrtle Beach Bike Week next month coming up. And it's going to
be
my love time going down in my lifetime. So I'm looking forward to it.
Look forward to it.
And first time that's your sponsor. Up the energy drink.
Thank you. Thank you for sponsoring me.
Yeah.
On May 16th, we have a bike repping here with SPL,
right.
Sky's the Limit.
Right.
And we are featuring, we have Hellaware riders. Actually, I can't say Hellaware riders, right. Hellaware Nation.
Okay.
So we're actually going to take the first caller because that's how it goes on the show.
Okay.
But thank God it's Friday.
Yes, it's Friday. Oh, yeah.
Hi, it's the Hunter and Fred Show. Who's on?
Hello?
Hi, it's the Hunter and Friend Show.
Yeah, how you doing? How you doing this afternoon? This is XO from Hell of the Ladies, part of Hellaware Nation, Wilmington, Delaware.
Woo. All the way down to Wilmington.
How y'all doing?
Good.
I can't really hear you that well.
Okay, hold on. Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Say it again.
You're part of the Hellaware Nation.
Yes. Hell of a Ladies, SDC. We're from Wilmington, Delaware. The Nation, you know, that's our family. We're making a movement. Sean do some things. So we're calling into the radio station.
I like that. Well, welcome to the Hunter and Friend Show. I'm going to go to the other caller because I did invite Hellaware. We're celebrating Hellaware Nation today on the Hunter and Friend Show. So I am going to click everybody in. And one by one, I would like to ask Hellaware to say who they are, what chapter that they're from. Uh-oh, something happened. Bear with me, guys, please. Going on. I'm having a little board issue, so bear with me.
Oh,
isn't
sorry.
I'm sorry. Come on, man. On a Friday. Oh, here we go. We got it. Yo, you guys have to be here. I pull up the board and the board disappears.
Yeah.
It's only Friday the 13th.
No, it's not Friday.
Okay. Any other online on the air?
That sounds like midnight.
And then midnight on.
Oh.
Hey, Hunter.
Yeah, come on here. But this is in Tice from Hell of a Lady, FCC, out of Wilmington, Delaware.
Okay. We got 610570. Can you state your name?
It says 610? Hello?
Yeah, 610.
Oh, yeah, it's Supreme from Hell of a Riders. Closing the doors. It's popping.
Hello. 302.
Hello.
302-513. I just, you got background noise, if you could just mute it. We don't want to interfere with everybody that's, you know, trying to call in and when they're talking. So, Midnight, are you on?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
Good.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You can hear me, Hunter?
I can hear you.
Okay.
I would like to welcome. Go ahead.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear all of you.
Hello? Can you hear me?
To say something.
Yeah.
Talk.
We just...
And try not to talk over each other because we're all on the line together. Five.
Okay.
Oh, I'd just like to welcome Delaware Nation to the Hunter and show. I'd like to also formally emphasize to Mazik Peace to my bike blessing with Sky Limit. Hunter. Fighting all Delaware.
Who phone is that?
I don't know.
That sounds like a project phone to me. that's that
Obama
phone right there.
Hey, that motherfucker off.
Hey,
you.
Oh, hey, Hunter.
I'd like somebody to tell me, how did Delaware Nation get started?
Go ahead, Midnight. Jump on that. Midnight.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Midnight.
Maybe it's him with the Obama phone, huh?
Yeah, he's the one that got the Obama phone.
Man, I got an Obama, man.
Answer the question, my dude. Answer the question, my dude.
I didn't hear what she said.
You?
I didn't hear.
How the hell did you get started?
We got started for like Delaware Riders, founder or president of. Boss, Biden Paradise Boss, Willis Rollins, passed away, and he like passed the torch on us, man. Like, he in heaven right now looking down, smiling at us. So we started based on family and brotherhood. Now we're branching out and trying to get everybody on board that's around us and surround ourselves with good people. So and try to build something, you know what I'm saying? Like, build something with, like, positive structure or something.
I'll put Delaware on timeout. Who's that with that background?
It's probably
you.
Who's that building?
Yo, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, you got a you all background noise.
Yeah, it's Smooth in the building. What's happening?
Y'all can hear me? What's up? What's good, Smooth?
Yeah.
All
if
right.
People not talking, tell them to mute their phone.
Yeah.
Everybody start talking, mute your phone, man.
Hello?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, mute your phone.
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
Steve, what's happening? What's up? What's good, Hello Where Nation? What's poppin'?
Ain't no Roman,
you got it right. What's up?
Guys, we're on the show.
Go ahead, Hunter. You all right? Go ahead.
Please mute your phone if you're not talking. So, if you could be suggested, I won't help anybody who heard you because of the noise, how you guys got started and when did you start?
We got started from a dream that our brother had, Willis Rollins, a.k.a. Boss, Rod in Paradise. He's in heaven looking down on us right now. We started like 2012. We're just trying to build something. We've been trying to build since we started, build brotherhood, sisterhood since we first started. You know, we just trying to, we basically about to be a takeover. It ain't a hostile takeover, but it's about to be a takeover. it ain't hostile, but it's a takeover. You feel me?
So how many?
We just try to. Huh?
How many chapters do you have?
How many what chapters? Hello Where Nation. It's like five different clubs. You got Hello Where Riders MC. You got Hello Where Ladies SBC. You got Hello Where Savages AC. You got Lock My Heart AC/SC, and you got Daughters of Royalty SC. So it's like five entities in our club based on Hello Where Nation.
This is all in Delaware, am I correct?
Yes, ma'am.
What a movement!
Look, strong movement.
What a movement! What do you think your strongest point is as the Hello Where Nation?
Our strongest point is our haters and people that don't want to see us prosper. That's our strongest point. You feel me?
What do you call haters?
People that, you know, don't want to see us do good. You know, want to kick us down and stuff like that. But we ride. You know, cream always rise to the top.
Bam. Yo, you hear me? This is Essex Integrate Sean Felder. In the future, are you expanding your movement in the state?
Yes. In the future, that we are definitely going to do that. Like, I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. We're in talks right now with a couple people that's out of state, and we're trying to create something.
Are you trying to go to the dark? Worldwide.
We trying to take it as far as possible. We can take it
international too. We talk about Toronto.
Man, we got some Chinese people too. Hi, me say hello, where? Chinese, hello, where? Whatever. You feel me? Whatever. You feel me? We just try to build something, man. What happened?
He said he has a model that's Toronto and another one in Corotonia, and that's how far. On energy drink.
National bank. Energy? I can't hear you, honey. What'd you say?
Yeah, but this Sean Felder's here co-hosting with me. He's from XS. And he will be down there for so you guys.
I can't hear Hunter.
Hunter?
Yes.
I can't really hear you, baby.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Like the Verizon.
Okay. So, yes, I said that Sean will be down in Myrtle Beach and will give out free samples. So you guys will be meeting him, definitely.
Yes, yes.
I think
yes,
he said catch him on YouTube as Sean Felder.
Okay. Yeah, we look forward to meeting new people. This is what we ain't here for. We ain't for to build relationships. Lifelong relationships, not a relationship that lasts every time you see somebody at an anniversary party. No, we trying to build a relationship that lasts a lifetime.
Exactly, and I think that's why I thought it would be a really great idea to invite you guys up to the bike blessing, and invite other people to come meet Hello Where also, and then they can come down and support you guys. You know, we all just can't stay in the five boroughs. We gotta branch out.
Yeah, that's what it's about, branching out.
You know, we gotta branch out. We gotta, you know, make new waves. So I have a question for you. Today's hot topic is, like today, and you guys can weigh in on this, the hot topic of the day is, can a president in a former club be a president in a new club? And if so, would you have mixed feelings about it? I mean, what do you think? Is it bad or good, or what do you think?
Me, personally, it depends on how he left. Now, if you left the club on some other stuff and then try to start a new club to down your other club, then I don't respect that. But, you know, it depends on how he left. Like, it definitely depends on how he left the club.
Gotcha. But I mean, do you think it's right that he would do it in the same year? Like, even like 6 months later, do you think that's okay?
I know down here, like, in certain people's bylaws, though, like, you can't start another club without a year anyway. Like you can't start no club, you can't hop from club to club, you know, for like a year. So it's... Somebody was in a club and they quit that club, they cannot go to another club for a whole year.
Right. That's how it's supposed to be. And on top of that, you're supposed to stay in the circuit. And you're supposed to serve the circuit while you're, you know, waiting to go into another club. But my thing is, I mean, me personally, I don't know how I would really feel about that. I mean, I'm old school in the circuit.
No, matter, we're in a rush.
Yeah. So since being in the old school,
I'm wanting to grab
we didn't
quick,
do
right,
things
quick.
Like that. Huh?
Okay, I don't respect that.
You know. I want to speak to one of the ladies. Are you
here.
On?
Hello.
Yeah,
hi.
We here.
Okay, hello. We in here.
Okay, ladies, how do you feel about that? Do you think if you had a female president and then she says, okay, I'm leaving, you guys vote her out, whatever the circumstances is and the politics is, and then she leaves you guys, and then another social club asks her to come on with them, but then like 2 months later or a month later, she's now their president. How would you feel about that? How would you feel about that other
club? I feel kind of like Midnight was saying. Because, I mean, where does your loyalty lie and where does it end with whoever you with? If you could just jump off and jump on somebody else that fast like that. Like, this is supposed to be a brotherhood, a sisterhood. You're supposed to ride together no matter what. So if you just going to leave me or leave us, then you wasn't with us from the rip.
Gotcha. Would that make you look at not only that person a certain way, but the other club a certain way?
I mean, I can't say the other club, but for a president, you're supposed to know better.
Exactly.
You know, you got to lead by example. You know what I'm saying? If you want people to follow your movement, you got to be doing things the right way. You can't just do whatever you want to do because you got a title as president.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, so I wouldn't look down on nobody else that's following her, but, I mean, I would be like, well, to the president, I would say, you know, you're not loyal. So that don't really rock with me. You know what I mean? So,
exactly.
I will feel
I mean,
some type of way about that. But,
you know?
Right.
And then you have to look at the person. Yeah, and then you look at that person like, gosh, were you ever for us in the first place? You know what I'm saying? That you can switch over so quickly. But another one of my listeners texted me over another topic, and that is how do you feel about a 100% president going over into a 1% club and then start harassing 100% about the 100% club that he just left? What do you think about that? They're getting a little political today on my show, but go ahead.
Yeah, I was about to say now, I don't know the politics to that one.
Yeah.
Connor, you make it. Connor. Hi.
I mean,
can you hear me?
Like, really?
I can hear you.
Wasn't you just 100%?
Nah,
can
you hear
me?
Somebody's echoing.
Yeah, can you hear me, Hannah? Just
this
fast.
Yo, I'm gonna cut that radio down, man. Cut your radio down. You hear that shit echoing.
Hannah,
yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Okay,
yes,
the
I can
question
hear you.
That you're trying to say is if you have a president that's in the 99% club,
yes,
leave and go to a 1% club. I think they don't understand.
They got my
question.
Girl from East.
So you asking a question of if a club president leaves a 99% club and go to a 1%
right
club, how do the people feel? That's the question. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand the question. It's OD. It's OD, Hella World Riders. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, my opinion on that is I feel like that's some punk shit, in my opinion, because it's like now you got a background, you got motherfuckers that you think that got your back, you know what I mean? You think you with a group of tough motherfuckers, so now you want to come harass us, or whatever the case may be. So in my opinion, that would be some punk shit.
Yeah, that definitely would be. Anybody else have any thoughts on that also?
Yeah, this big Kush in here, all the way around.
Hey, Kush.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, welcome.
I'm with OD. It's like, you know, motherfuckers want to do shit and do 1% and then they think they got a big deal in one time. So, it's strange.
I don't think I can hear you. Can anybody make out what he's saying?
No.
He said he went OD.
Now, basically, what he said is he supports me. You know what I mean? Whoever you are is who you are. You know what I mean? Be who you are no matter where you go. No matter who you with, no matter how many people you roll with, like, be who you are. Like, some people are only as tough as they crew. And when they buy their stuff, they ain't shit.
And nothing said.
So be who you are all the time. That's how I feel. It don't matter if you go from 1% to a 99%, whatever the case may be, just be who you are. And you'll be good.
Right.
You got that?
Right.
Or who's on?
This is Cannon, Hell Wear Riders.
Hi, welcome.
What's happening, Cannon?
What up, baby?
Calling live from work.
Welcome. 302-723. You're on the Hunter Friend Show. Who's on?
That's Vice President Legend, the Hullaware Savages.
Savage Lifestyle in the building.
You already know Savage Life.
Yo, it's the boy, man. It's your main dude, smooth dude on Hellaware Riders crew. Let's go.
Hello.
What up, Smooth?
Hello.
Smooth.
This Winky, can you hear me?
Smooth with dirty work clothes on. That's how we do it.
This Winky, can anybody hear me?
Yeah, we hear you, Winky. What's up, baby? We hear you, Winky.
Hi, this Winky from Lock My Heart, founder and president in the Hellaware Nation family. How y'all doing this afternoon?
Oh,
let me make my entrance. President ain't shit, Hellaware Savages Auto Club. Hey, Chad. Hey, Shaw. Hellaware.
Hey, Chad.
Oh, can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yes, I can hear you.
We can hear you.
Hi, this is Black Ice from Hellaware Ladies SBC. Checking in.
Hi, welcome. Now, all of you, you know,
can you hear me?
Am I correct?
Yes,
we can hear
you. I can hear you.
Hi,
now,
this is Trouble from Lock My Heart. I'm pro for Lock My Heart.
Wow.
Yes.
Hi, welcome to the Hunter Show.
Hello.
Hey, we deep on here.
Now,
Hellaware Nation.
Hellaware Nation.
Well, my daughter, she is with 302. Do you see this, Sean? This is crazy.
Come on.
I don't know.
Come
how
on.
Many 302? 302
yes.
is flooding my board. So,
yes.
It's okay, guys.
Right.
That's the
nation,
right. Baby.
That's the
Hellaware
Nation.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so, guys, what's the Hellaware song? Is there a song that you guys have that we're going to be playing at the Bike Blessing?
Oh, yeah. Let's move, man. Everybody know this song, man. It was dedicated to cousin, our brother, Paul's brother, Boss, loved it. My nigga, why you?
My nigga.
So, My nigga.
Hellaware.
Oh, that's the Hellaware.
Hey, Shaw.
Oh, my goodness.
We got two songs for you.
Hey, Shaw.
That's the song.
So, guys, I want to get it up. Hellaware It's Hunter on the air. I want to introduce you to Ms. Kat, if you don't already know her. She's the national president of the community.
Hello.
Hi,
everybody knows Ms. Kat.
Ms. Kat will be residing over the bike blessing with Preach. So if you guys can come, bring as many people as you want. Bring a convoy. I want Delaware up here. I want Delaware up here, beat.
Be the convoy.
Get a convoy. Tell them you don't got to be Delaware, but you can be down with it and come up. Exactly.
We always in traffic. So.
You know what we should do is, once we get everything together, find out from Delaware how long it's going to take for Delaware to get to New York. And I was thinking Baltimore.
It's 2 hours.
Baltimore and team up with Virginia and Washington, D.C., and we can shut 95 down. You know
all
what
right.
I'm saying? And we can meet y'all over in Delaware.
Shut them down.
You
can meet up right by Delaware and Moyer Bridge.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Because you got over Delaware Moyer Bridge, correct?
Bridge.
Is that the 295 bridge going into New Jersey?
Yeah, 295. Yeah.
Yep. That's what it is.
Right after Delaware Moyer Bridge. Plain and simple.
So what we need is
a time.
I know that Christianity is right there before you get there. We need a place where the people from Maryland just coming in can't stop and get gas because we're going to go past that rest stop.
There's a gas station right by the toll. Right before you get on that last toll to get on the Delaware Memorial Bridge, it's a gas station, and that's where we all should meet. It's on Newcastle Avenue and Memorial Drive.
Yeah, you got to where the Superfresh is.
No, calm down.
Hey, listen,
all
that, just do Club Wawa.
That's our normal meeting spot. Let's do that.
Yeah, just
Club
do Club Wawa. It's plenty more pumps there, you know what I mean? It's more convenient.
Yeah. That will be on that
spot. Trying to eat, whatever, you know what I mean? Club Wawa.
This is Hunter. I need you guys to do me a favor. I need you guys to escort Ms. Kat up here. Okay.
What's going to happen is I do know about Exit 4, which is Delaware Park, which is
why everybody know about Delaware Park?
Look, she said I know about Delaware Park.
Oh yeah.
But anyway,
everybody,
you know what? That's going a little bit too far, Ms. Pat. So this is Winky from Lock My Heart. I could get on your Facebook page, and I could meet you personally myself somewhere. Because you're going to be too far.
Yeah, you're going way out of the way, Ms. Pat.
But see, you know, what I'm trying to see how we can do this. The guys from Virginia wants to come in. Then you got guys coming out of D.C. where they can meet somewhere on 95. And then we come straight up 95, somewhere between when you get that first pay toll, when you pay $4, I believe.
Okay, the Maryland toll, right there, the toll plaza.
Right.
So this is how they lock my heart. Everybody should meet at the toll on 95 at the Welcome Center. That's right before you get to 295. Right.
Okay.
896.
That's what I wanted to know. That's the Welcome Center right there.
Yeah, 896 and 95, right there. That first,
but
that toll plaza, right
off,
in the middle.
You're not turning off of 95.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
No, you're not. As soon as you get off 95, you'll be right there.
Right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
This is what I'm proposing, okay? I'm proposing someone from Delaware get together with Ms. Kat, call her up, communicate with her. And so we can make the arrangements and where you're going to meet, and you guys can promote it on Facebook of who wants to, you know, have to be a part of the convoy and come up. I think that would just be great. So we could do
that.
Is there a road captain on the line?
Nope.
No.
Not yet.
It might be at work, but we'll take care of it.
I'm just to get to the next caller, guys. So 347-904, do you wish to speak?
Yes, Maria Davis is on the line.
Oh, Maria. Thank you. You're listening to this.
Yes,
well, today we're celebrating.
I'm about to purchase me a motorcycle and meet you.
I know that's right. Come on now.
Yeah.
I don't know how to ride. I have to be a car motorcycle.
That's okay. Somebody will teach you.
Let's go.
Somebody will definitely teach you.
Marie,
no problem with that at all. Introduce
yourself to everyone, and as you know, there's a month coming up. Go ahead, a walk coming up. Go ahead, Marie. Introduce yourself.
Hi, everyone. My name is Maria Davis, AIDS activist, survivor, but also music industry promoter. I've been promoting showcases Mad Wednesdays for over 20 years. And in 1995, I was diagnosed with HIV, and in 1998, I was diagnosed with AIDS. And God is awesome, and this is my 20th anniversary, so on May 17th is AIDS Walk New York in Central Park, a day before y'all's Riders event.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-oh, everybody got quiet, Hunter.
No,
I said
no,
HIV.
No, no, no.
Like, oh.
Come on, baby. I'm listening.
We're listening.
Everybody listening to you. Give me your, go ahead. Free, I would like you to speak to everyone. Oh, yeah, I got a lot of drop calls.
Wow. Worldwide, like PG.
Yeah,
I'm talking about Wawa.
Okay,
it's too much. I want to hear about the lady with the walk. What's the purpose of the walk?
The walk has been going on for, it's their 30th anniversary, as well as my 20th being HIV positive. And it's the most, to me, African-American attended, because the new face of HIV, unfortunately, and AIDS is African-Americans and black and brown people and Latino. But we are the number one. And, you know, people try to break it down into men who have sex with men and all the kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, the skin color is black. So whatever your other issue is, because HIV is not in the bubble. It comes with so many different layers of, you know, low self-esteem, you know, education, homelessness. So it's connected to so many other different things before you get to the HIV. So, you know, my thing is I travel the country. I've been to South Africa, Barbados. I'm a spokesperson for an organization, a pharmaceutical company called Merck. They have a new campaign called I Design, where I empower people that are living with HIV to speak out. Because this is why I feel that we are losing so many of our services, especially in the African-American community, because people are still whispering. It's still a disease that they're saying is chronic, but it's not. The stigma's still hard and heavy.
Right.
Okay.
Nobody wants to own up to
it. Is there a stand for this walk?
Excuse me?
Is there a fee for this walk?
No, the walk is free. So I already have about 60 people walking with me. They're signing up with my team, which we're called the Mad Soul Runners. I know that sounds funny, but we're walking. And
okay, so is this the walk? Is it like a health fair that people can come and
No, we all people wear the representation. Like my shirt is going to have that it's my 20th anniversary, but I also have friends and family members on the front of my shirt who passed away of AIDS who, you know, help sponsor me every year. And then on the walk, you just meet so many people. Some people have HIV, some people don't. So it's a walk that's not only for people that's living with HIV and AIDS, but for those, you don't have to be infected to be affected. So people are walking for their mothers, their uncles, their sisters, their brothers. Some people just walking and they don't have nobody else to talk to. So that walk becomes their family.
What you really need is just participation in your walk.
My thing is, I'm telling people now, walking is a great thing, but if you have walking and no funds, the AIDS Walk has raised over $135 million for services, and I used to be one of their clients.
I had
a question about it.
Okay. And who's speaking?
It's Big Kush, Delaware Riders.
Okay.
I had a question about it. I wanted to know if there was any type of something that you can send donations to, because
yes, my page. I already sent Ms. Hunter. I can send it to her over the email, and people click on and make a donation on my page.
Yeah, my brother passed away in '96, so.
Oh yeah, that's when medicines was just coming out on the. On the horizon, and it was AZT. But AZT, as they found out, was very toxic, and that was people's only hope at that time.
Right. I was there feet because, a lot of people may not be able to come, but will be able to send her a donation for her cause or what she's doing it for. You know, that's why I asked, was there feet,
Yeah.
Well,
you know what?
Also, Marie, since you can't make it, we will also try to take up a donation for you also at the Mike Blessing.
But you know what I'm going to try to do? I'm going to still try to send some condoms and some literature and stuff. I'm going to try to make you up a bag and send you with stuff with, the AIDS Walk poster. And I have a bio of myself. And, I really appreciate it. And like I shared with you, too, I showcase artists. I still showcase artists. So I have a live band. Like tomorrow I have a show. It's called Comedy Against AIDS. So I have comedy, live band, hip-hop, R&B, poetry. And I also do this so that not only can I help my younger generation that's coming up in this music industry, because we don't really have a music industry anymore. I've had people. I'm on Jay-Z's first album, Reasonable Doubt, 22 Twos. So I've had everybody grace my stage, from 50 Cent to Monica to Brandy. But, I try to still educate. But when I could get their ear, for whatever reason, whether it's to educate, tell them to go back to school, tell them how much God loves them, whatever I could do to keep them coming through the doors and to give them, first of all, the message of love, acceptance. And, especially our black men, that's my real love. I go into the prisons, I speak in Napanock, Woodburn, Fishkill, and I try to just encourage our black men who, to me, have the hardest battle on this earth, that how important they are, how loved they are, and they don't have to continue the cycle, and their children need them. We're missing in our community. We're missing our men.
Yes, we are. And there's a lot of them that's incarcerated.
Yes, and that's designed. That's the new Jim Crow, Michelle Alexander's book. That's the new slavery, incarceration.
Exactly.
Wow. This is trouble from Lock My Heart.
I am. So
both my boys are locked up. So it makes it a whole lot different.
Yeah.
Hello? Can you guys hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I call this show Celebrating the Hellaware Nation, and I like to also celebrate your life, Marie, and thank you for coming on my show today
thank
and
you.
Sharing this with us. This
thank
is very
you.
Passionate to me because I am a firm believer of monogamy, and I feel, I read so much about people and their actions. They're actually saying now that people who are sexaholics that go around with this promiscuous behavior, they link it to they have a mental disease.
Absolutely.
Mental illness is strong
in our community. It's strong.
It's
everybody.
True.
All of us have been traumatized, whether it was when we were young, somebody told us we ain't never going to be nothing. We look like our fathers,
right.
So therefore we tortured because we look like our fathers.
Right,
and
everything.
And it always goes on in a cycle, and it never stops.
Never. And so it's up to us as a community. And I'm so excited because although y'all are doing an event the same day I'm doing an event, which is the 16th Rise for the Cause, with some of the church members in my church. They're going to be singing R&B. But listen, we go to the bar, though, because the church members drink, too. Let me let y'all know.
They do.
Yeah.
So they some of the biggest alcoholics. Sorry.
Yes, they are.
But anyway.
You hit the nail on the head with that one, but I like, I have to say something. I like
Yeah, the church is a hospital, and that's where people go when they want to get well.
Exactly. Let me, I want to say something to everybody. I'll make it my public service announcement. If you know there is a disease out here that will kill you, why the hell would you be out sleeping with 15, 20 women behind your wife's back and women the same thing? Why the hell? You've got to be mentally ill. You got to be suicidal. I'm sorry. I'm going to go off a little bit here, okay? You don't have no self-esteem. You're a dirty, low-down dog because you're bringing home diseases to the one that loves you. And on top of that, okay, you're still keeping AIDS alive, and you're spreading it.
Absolutely.
How dare you? You don't need to only wrap your – wait, hold on. It ain't all about wrap your shit up. It's about get your mind right.
Absolutely.
There it is.
Absolutely.
There
it is. That's what
it is.
That's what it is.
I'm sorry. Are we on the radio?
Talk to him, man. Come talk to him.
I have people on the show for me. They're here.
But listen to me. What you do have to remember is, in women's cases, we want to be loved so much.
And we take care of everybody else.
So we don't ask those hard questions. You know how many women come to me and say, well, if I talk to my man about condoms, well, if you can't talk to your man about condoms and getting an HIV test, then clearly something's wrong.
No, because you could go and get an HIV test and have the results in 10 minutes. That's no excuse.
And you and your boo should be doing it. Your husband,
exactly.
Your girlfriend, whatever you
together.
Do. Y'all should go together and do it. Because guess what? That lets me know that you care about my health and I care about your health. And I love you and you love me back.
Look,
that's all I
tell them right
me.
From the beginning. And come on, let's go and let's go get an AIDS test. If you don't want to go with me, guess who getting kicked to the curb?
Yeah.
It's a lot of other things you gotta look at because it's a lot of women out here allergic to latex, and then they sleeping with people that's unprotected, and this is what they get.
Yeah.
So it's a lot. If you can't go and get an AIDS test with your boo, then it's a problem.
Yeah.
And it's a problem. This Winky. It's a problem when you know what your partner is doing and you're accepting it.
Absolutely.
And exactly.
So many women.
That's because, oh, I left them.
Yes.
Left them bullshit.
No,
that
but I'm going to tell you.
Motherfucking door.
And you know what also heightens it? And I love Mona.
I like
that's my people from
second.
Love and Hip Hop. And all of these different reality shows. You sleep with one person sleeping with this one, then the other person sleeping with that one. And I'm like,
you know,
is anybody using condoms?
And you accepting it. That lady accepting it.
That
lady is accepting it, though.
Listen, guys. No. I have a customer who came into the showroom here at 399 Huguenot, and him and his wife and their baby, and they would like to say something. Hold on.
How y'all doing? This is Calvin Klein of Brooklyn Dawn.
How you doing?
Coming from a male's perspective, you know what I mean, it's important for the males and the young males out here to get themselves tested.
Thank you. I'm
glad to have walked into the showroom and then get caught up in here in the conversation. I couldn't resist getting up here and giving my point of view on the issue in itself, though, but... You know, a lot of young kids out here is getting, young ladies are getting pregnant, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Due to the fact of allowing young guys to just do at will what they feel that they want to do. And, you know, the young lady has the right to have what they want to go on the side of their body. You know, and it's important for them to actually get themselves tested often more than not. You know, so, you know, again, I just wanted to just say a few words, you know what I mean? And, you know.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's words very well spoken. Are you a spokesperson? Because you sound like one.
Say it again.
I said, are you a spokesperson? Because you sound like one.
Now, yeah, I'm a motivational speaker. I used to manage Akon, actually. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, I gave a little shameless plug when I said this is Calvin Klein of Brooklyn Dawn. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
And I'm in Harlem.
That's what it is, though. Okay. I actually just was at the Harlem Hospital, you know, because I'm with Girls Down Life up too, you know. So, you know, we're doing a lot of things in regards of, you know, telling the kids to put their guns down and everything else, though. But I'm glad to see that there's, you know, there's a movement going on with people about, you know, AIDS and, you know, condoms and things of that nature, though, because a lot of people seem like, you know, they don't want to talk about that issue. They want to keep it private, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know? So I'm going to keep it moving, though. You know what I mean? It's good to put in a few words with an issue like this, though. All right? So y'all stay blessed, all right?
Thank you, you too. All
right. Thank you.
Thank you, you too.
All right. All right.
Thank you so much. Oh, that was nice. You want to say something? Uh-huh. Oh. Yeah, hi, guys. I'm back now.
Hi.
So, definitely, I'm giving my. Yeah, I'm back now. So that was my customer coming through the showroom here. So this is great, Marie, and thank you for getting the message out. And you know, anything we can do for you, you know, reach out to me, and I'll get together with Ms. Pat and our biker community, and let's just, you know, make this bigger than it is.
Yes,
you know?
Thank you
Meanwhile,
so much.
I really think the cure to AIDS is mental health.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like I said.
Absolutely.
Mental health.
Absolutely.
Because you got to be crazy if you're around here sleeping around, you got STDs. They got the new syphilis. They got the new this, the new that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's him. But let me put my. They got the new. I mean, there's always these new strains of diseases that antibiotics can't even knock out. And let me
Absolutely.
Tell you, there is
Absolutely.
No cure for AIDS. So, guys and females, if you're not going to be true to yourself or true to that one person, go get some mental health, because something's got to be wrong with you. Where you can't. You got to sleep around with more than one person
exactly.
and feel sufficient about yourself. You are broken.
Woo. And can I tell you something? You can't love death. I tell people, you can't love death more than you love life.
Like, I know that's right.
That don't even go together. You love death more than you love life. That can't happen. Because we are created to live and to live abundantly. Yes, will we make trials, have trials and tribulations? Absolutely.
You know? So whatever you guys.
You hear me, Nay?
Oh. Whatever you guys can do to spread awareness. If you see somebody doing somebody dirty, be like, listen, man, you need to go get some help. You know, that's what it comes down to. Don't be ashamed. You know, I know we're not supposed to call people crazy no more, but, you know, put that in there, too. You got to be crazy.
I mean, if it is what it is.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
Huh?
It is what it is.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, anybody else want to add something, plug something? Can you do it?
Because I'm not.
Anybody want to add something, plug something, say something? Let's do it now.
Just Midnight. Hello?
Okay.
Go ahead, Midnight. Trouble.
Hey, I'm a knight.
All I got to say is, man, be faithful. Be faithful.
Well, we can't wait for you guys on May 16th here. And listen, before I even forget, I'm giving away a brand new R1 in Myrtle Beach and a brand new Raptor 700. Anybody can win it. Title-free, clean tax. I mean, come on. Come over to Gasolina on 2525 Boston Road and come get your raffle ticket. If you know somebody, Hellaware, we will be having those raffle tickets here in the yard when you guys come up. Like, win this. You don't got to be there to win it. Okay? So,
oh, don't tease me.
How much for armless? How much for armless?
$100.
I got a guy that's 8 foot, his arm about as long as my leg.
Okay.
You got what? Thank
I got
you.
A brother in my club. He's about 8 foot tall. His arm is about the size of my leg.
8 foot tall?
And he's not joking.
We ain't talking about the arm with
yeah.
the hands.
He is dead ass serious.
I'm serious.
Wow, he's doing great things. Wow. So anybody have any foundations you want to talk about? Any upcoming events you want to talk about? You know,
I'm going to let HOL got an event coming up. I'm going to let them talk
hey,
about
it. Hey, man, I got to go. Man, I'm going to hide y'all.
All right, bro. You be safe.
All right, me.
All right, guys. So, it's Friday. We don't want to stay on too long.
I want to just thank you guys so much for calling in. Any special shout out to anybody?
Shout out to the whole Tri-State. Shout out to our supporters. Shout out to you too, Hunter. We appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Can't wait to meet you in person. Just like we on bigger and better things. Up and coming, bigger and better things. Look forward to say hello to our nation in traffic near you. Like my sister say, we stay in traffic.
Yes, we stay in traffic.
Shout out to the whole LA nation.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much. Anybody else?
Yeah, I want to shout out to the Hood Riders of New York. They having that weekend, this weekend, appreciation to anybody who wants to come out to their picnic and their party, which is great. So I definitely want to shout out to the Hood Riders because they've done some positive things nationwide.
Right.
I love you guys.
Of course, that's right. He fucks with the hood.
And that's
excuse
what it's all about.
Is
giving giving back to the community.
Exactly. Somebody needs to flush the toilet.
We
no,
need prayer in Baltimore.
Ain't that some shit?
Can y'all hear me?
I'm in the bathroom. Any shit on the hood.
Are you serious?
Tonight.
Yeah, they couldn't wait for that.
Tonight. In that you
were
not a house today.
Wait for that.
Take any shit.
I am done. Marie, are you still on here?
Yes, listening to your crazy.
I got a 212-866. I don't know who that is, but if you want to say hello, you can come on the Hunter and Friends show and say hello.
Oh, that's me. That's me, 212-866. That's Maria Davis.
Okay, that's you. Okay. So I don't know what to say about Delaware.
I would like to say something. This is XO from Hell of a Ladies SBC. We have a bike night that's coming up on April 30th from 8 to 1. It's going to be in Wilmington, Delaware. It's $3. You got colors. So we hope to see, you know, some of our Tri-State family come show some love and come enjoy our fish bowls and get turned up with the ladies that speak so well.
What about your
One at a time,
guys. What you said? Got an anniversary coming up?
Yeah, June 27th. We have an anniversary. It's going to be our second annual anniversary. We have tickets. HOL member can give you tickets. It's going to be at Dance Works on 273 out in Newcastle, Delaware. It's going to be from 8 to 1 also. So it's bikes and bikinis. That's our theme, bikes and bikinis. So all y'all here, fellas, come see these lovely bikinis. And all you ladies, let's get on them bikes and show out.
Get on those bikes, that's right.
And I
want to
say something else. On June 27th is National HIV Testing Day. That would be so great if you could have a testing van out there, bikinis, and get tested.
Okay, we could try to figure something out. That's a good idea. We don't really have a lot of that goes on in Delaware.
And I know Delaware has a big African American population.
Yes. Most definitely. Yeah, that's a good idea. I would love to get with you on that and see if we
find out where the health department is. Yes, and see about testing.
Miss Pat, you guys. I will introduce you to her also off the air. But I just like to thank everyone for calling in today on this Friday, taking the time to call into my show, and to say God bless you all. See you May 16th. Delaware, thank you. Shout out to you for always holding me down. BDK, shout out to you. BDK, I love those guys. They got an anniversary coming up in June. You can check out my Facebook and look them up also on Facebook. Black Dragon Queens, shout out to Hood Riders. They do a lot of work, and I'm just really proud of them. They really don't ask the circuit for a lot. I'm serious. Monetary, they don't, you know, most of us that will ask, you know, it's all about the money. But Hood Riders always appreciate people. So I just want to say thank you guys. See you May 16th, Delaware.
Chilling.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank
you.
Miss Pat.
Hey, Joe.
You know
I'm about to get on the spice and get out of here.
So,
don't worry about it, baby.
God bless you.
Help
you too.
God bless you all.
Yes, all right. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.